surprised. I suppose that the police weren't necessarily expecting this.
Would it be better to have done something that wasn't trespassing in somebody else's property?
Well, today people have decided to take non-violent direct action, which involves going into a place like this. The reason they've done that is because they believe very strongly that they want to get the message across to the public, to the government, and to big business that there is not enough being done on climate change. Things need to change, and they need to change now. We need to reconsider the whole way that we're living, the way that we produce power, and sometimes doing this kind of civil disobedience is the only thing that really creates change.
So what change is this going to create then?
Well, we're hoping that this will really draw attention to the issue and get people to think about the urgency of it. We hope this makes people who run these power stations question what they're doing. We hope that it gets the public really thinking about where their energy comes from, and we just want to get the alternative in place as quickly as possible, not get any time to waste on this.
But tangibly, I mean, Elon, they're not going to say, oh my god, all these people don't want to burn coal, they're not going to do that.
Well, possibly not, but there's people here doing this. There's people all over the country this year who've been taking action on these issues in various ways. You know, this is just one small part of a bigger picture. It's things like this that get the media attention. All week we've been doing loads of stuff in Nottingham about climate change, sustainable alternatives, and people learning about those sorts of things. But it's things like this that have brought all the TV and radio crews, so that's getting the message across to people.
We did cover some of your events earlier, didn't we?
Sure.
So it's not necessarily true that the media might change.
But it's also things like this, I mean, they obviously have a much more of a sense of urgency and seriousness. And people who are here who are doing something very serious, they're taking direct action on an issue that they think is very important. And sometimes it's those things that really, you know, shake things up and make people think about things.
There'll be a 60% dropping in carbon emissions over the next few years. They've committed to action now. I mean, why do you still need to do this?
Well, what are the government actually doing? That's the question. Yes, they're very good at rhetoric. They talk about how important it is. And if they actually lived up to some of the things they said, that would be wonderful. But we've just had a report out recently that it's the CO2 emissions in this country are the highest that they have been for 10 years. But we're meant to be reducing them. The targets that the government has set are not big enough. The issue of climate change, we've only got a few years to really act on it, and we need to be doing so much more than we are doing.
Unless, like, that's all we'll do for the moment. We'll do a little piece of paper.